Heart and Talent Radio.
We're going live. That's what it says down there in the corner. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, getting all dialed in here for the Tuesday More Heart Than Talent Live. Matt Smith and Wayne Clark. I am going to acknowledge some of my first-class clients and friends, Ann DeMauro, Ferrante, Kevin Clinton Paulson, all coaching clients that I am honored to say have had the privilege of coaching, being collaborating with, being friends with, Scott Huminsky, Erica Sapega, Deb Lucas, all coaching clients, Glenn, my brother, good to see you, Jeffrey Feldman, thank you for serving our country. My absolute privilege and honor to be here with you on the Facebook Live Tuesday, More Heart Than Talent Mindset. This live originally started as a live conference call in 1998, and it was a 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard call, and now it has morphed into the Facebook Live. Tina Gilbert and Dylan, come over here. This is the newest millionaire apprentice, Mr. Dylan Albertson. Now a little history on Dylan. Dylan's father and I went to college together. I didn't know him very well, but I did know him. His father was a SIGTAW. That was a fraternity brother that he was in. He was a fraternity brother of one of my roommates, and his father was a little All-American, which means he was a Division II baseball player. He was a third baseman?
Shortstop.
With Gary Gaetti, who played 19 years in the major leagues. Gary was friends of mine and his father, and his father was an All-American free safety at Northwest Missouri State University. Dylan played 4 years at Central Missouri State University. So that is the millionaire apprentice. And he will be my best man at my wedding.
Yes, sir.
Saturday. He's my best man.
It's going to be snowing at the wedding, so we're going to fit right in. Midwest weather,
the
baby.
Juice. Can you feel it?
I got it.
It's crush time, baby. So if you're – Teresa, good to see you. Nikos is in Kiev, that is in the Ukraine. So love all of you. So, but let's really bring the crush to the event here today. Let's all Valerie, good to see you. Take a deep breath. Now I teach this skill. It's called abdominal releasing, and what will assist you to let go of fight or flight is an abdominal breath. Dylan, take a picture here today. So when you take an abdominal breath, that's what creates the release. That's the let go. So the neurons that wire and fire, that form feelings in your neurochemical brain, they begin to separate. So separating your feelings from the events is what creates letting go. So when you're always letting go. So letting go is a skill. As I'm digging out my whiteboard here. Beth Devine, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Beth is a top tier brander. Beth is a very good friend of mine and client. Beth owns her own agency. So if you want to look up someone who really understands internet marketing and you're wanting someone to build a sales funnel, create traffic for you, look up Beth. Beth Devine. She's online here today. So that is the one that I highly endorse. I also endorse Tina Gilbert. Tina is someone who can absolutely assist you to take your brand to the next level. So I have so many great clients that I am inspired to be their coach. You know, if you didn't feel my feeling, I mean, I'm in the zone today. Now, I'm in the zone every day, but I'm in a little different zone today. I am getting married Saturday. I'm taking my honeymoon in December. So I have all that. I have that happening. No, this is a little tiny wedding. It's Dylan, myself, and my driver, and my lovely fiance Gianna. So I have that juice going on, but I live the juice. So the juice, what the juice is, it's the DNA. It's the goods. It's that feel-good factor that you can begin to live in as you let go of your addictions. You all have it. It's your responsibility to live it. And living it, it means that you're no longer the mind-body connection to disappointment, anxiety, fear, and doubt. And then you start to find your purpose. And you start being self-employed means that you are your own employer. Or if you're a commission salesperson, whatever it is, it means that you start to really understand the feeling it feels to be in the flow. So in that hands-free zone, Dylan, take a picture over here. In the hands-free zone, you start to be creative. Now, this is a CD set that I produced back in 2008. Any of you that have coached with me, you have that CD, it's on download. Now, if you don't have it, that's one of, this is one of the last four copies. I will not ever be reproducing this. Anyone who reaches out to me today and requests a free 20-minute coaching call, I will give that to you. That is an antique, so that you can have access to that. Now, moving into today's portion of today's Facebook Live. Every single Thanksgiving, we put out a Black Friday special. It's a collection of some of my greatest content that I've ever produced. So if you've received an email, that is it. That is the Black Friday special, which obviously is this Friday and then Monday. And so the orders are pouring in. Nick Horner, there's my homeboy. For those of you who have never met Nick, Nick is a stand-up American. He's someone that I will contribute to his campaign when he runs for Republican office. I'll give you a little bit about me. So I'll be contributing to his campaign. He is what our country is about, someone who actually has the courage to stand the gap and go out there and run for office. And he's also a very, very skilled insurance broker. So I love to endorse my clients. So do this. If you want an endorsement, go out there and be successful. I'll endorse you. I'll endorse you if you're not successful. But being successful gives you a higher degree of just like purpose. You start to feel it. Instead of struggling, avoiding, procrastinating, get out of the F factor, you know, get out of that factor and move into the wealth factor, move into higher levels of consciousness, move into the hands-free zone. I mean, wrap your hands on the mat. Now, I had the privilege of talking about being inspired. Being able to create wealth allows you, gives you opportunities. So today I purchased a 1954, Dylan, a 1954 Henry Aaron rookie card. Now that card's projected to be a six-figure card in less than 5 years. I bought a grade 7.5, and I'm good at speculating these cards. I bought a Mickey Mantle rookie card a few years ago that has almost tripled in value. And see, that happens when you have money, not credit. I didn't buy that on credit. I bought that with money that's my money, after-tax money. That means that is an asset. Mr. Zach Ullman, good to see you on today's call, so or in today's live. Zach is a superstar real estate investor, internet marketer, team builder in Phoenix, Arizona, and I have my hats off to his lovely bride who is also crushing it, Sumari. So if you want me to endorse you, go out there and freaking crush it, dude. I mean, get the orange crush can, get yourself a picture, and go crush it. I mean, because that crush it, that's Gary Vee's term that a lot of us have adopted, but you can adopt it. He didn't brand, I mean, he branded it, but he doesn't own it. So crushing it means that you're in the flow of it. You're closing sales. You're building a business. You're creating commerce. You're getting paid on transactions. You're in the flow. You're you. I am me, and I am free. So in that type of energy, you won't be denied. In that type of energy, you are in the flow. I felt that this morning was like this. So when you close big ticket sales and you feel it's like, yes, it's like you feel it. Now that's not ego, that's power. And in that type of power, you are you and you are free. Aaron Knight, Darren Crivello, who are also clients of mine, thank you for being on today's Facebook Live. So I want you to know how much I appreciate all of you who had the privilege to coach, mentor with, collaborate with, be at events with. If you haven't attended any of my one-day events or two-day events, it's a whole nother level of consciousness that I'll bring to you that you can really take home with you and put into practical application, because that's where results come from. Results don't come from studying. It doesn't come from content. It doesn't come from listening. It doesn't come from podcast. I mean, eventually it could, but it comes from the action, and the action is the conversations, the communications. I mean, you create the leads with the social media and with traffic and content writing and all of that and going out and doing events and hosting events. But where the action comes is from your ass being in the chair. That's AIC. And that action comes from being focused, where you start to really understand who your opponent is. The number one opponent you will usually face will be your ego, because your ego will do everything in its power to keep you in a place called familiar. And if you're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, then you want to stop wrestling with your ego. You want to be able to fire your ego. You want to be able to say, so freaking done with that. Like, that I will not return, right, Colleen Olitsky? Colleen is another first-class client that I had the privilege of coaching. Her and her husband own dental practice, network marketing business, multipreneurs, real estate investors. I mean, that's the good life. That's called assets, and that you have the ability to do that. For you to be able to build two businesses, focus on one first. Create the income that creates the commerce, the transactions. How do I? No, it's not how do I. It's You sit your ass in a chair. The ass in a chair is a metaphor. I'll write it down for you. It doesn't mean you're actually in a chair, but it means that you have a dedicated place to create commerce from. That's what it looks like. AIC, ass in chair. Now, once again, it means that there's a focused focal point that you sit in or you operate in or you stand in. I mean, it could be a kiosk in a mall. I mean, it doesn't have to be a chair. I mean, but there's a centralized place where you're comfortable in creating commerce. Early in my career, I rented my own office in Pleasanton, California. I was 34 years old, broke as a joke. I had no money. I had a little bit of credit. I opened a 4,000 square foot office. I filled it with people in my genealogy, my downline, and I started doing events for them. I started doing two events a day. I started running ads in the newspaper, in the San Francisco Chronicle, San Jose Mercury News, Sacramento Bee, Modesto Bee, Stockton Record, Contra Costa Times, and then all the little papers in the area. Put together a $2,000 budget of money I did not have. And I started running ads in blind faith, and all of a sudden, people started calling me. I started scheduling appointments. I started to have 15 people a day show up. I started closing two sales a day at $3,000 a piece. I mean, I was breaking Herbalife records early in my career because I was that focused. I was putting in 10, 12, 13-hour days, commuting 2 hours a day back and forth to my office. And this was inspiring for me. I was 3 years clean and sober. I mean, I was 2 years away from being in jail and three years away from being homeless. That's, I mean, backwards. That's where I was. That's the rock bottom I hit that you don't have to hit. Rock bottom is very overrated. What is underrated is production. And that's what the call is about today, for you to be and stay productive. So what does that mean? It means that you require a vision, clarity, a reason of why you're willing to go through this process, a committed consciousness that says, I will not be denied. And if you want to live the good life so you can have assets, be free of debt, be able to buy sports cars, classic cars, homes, multiple homes, take trips, start charity, start foundations, start funds. I mean, if you want to be that kind of person, if you want to be that entrepreneurial philanthropist, or you want to be an entrepreneur, then pay the freaking price, chief. I mean, that price means ass in chair. It's not that difficult. What's difficult is you do the laundry, and then you walk the dog, then you go to the grocery store, then you go to the gym, and you do everything to produce the results. It's not that difficult to ask people a series of questions about an outcome that you're committed to. And when you're committed, you will not be denied. And so there's a place in peace that you also have to access your anger and your passion. Now, that doesn't mean you come from anger, but it means in your passion, you dig deep into where you've been violated, where you've been traumatized, where you've been neglected, abandoned, rejected. You find that spot because that's where your sweet spot is. That's where the zone is. That's the space that you grind your teeth in. You will not be denied. Now, you're not coming from anger. You're coming from passion. That used to be anger, but that was your anger spot. That's where you learn how to turn anger into passion. And if you're really passive and you're like, ooh, I don't want to offend anyone, that doesn't mean you have to be angry to be able to find your passion, but you require to let go of these stories that exhaust you. Now, the syllabus for today's live is living and being in the present. I mean, that's what ass in chair is. Ass in chair is right here, right now. It's like this. It's not blinders, because you have to be able to see peripherally what's going on. You require to be a multitasker while being single focused. Being multitasking and single focused means you can do all these things on the periphery, these things on the outside that are required of you while still being focused right here and right now. Now, I have a wedding this week. I have situations to do. It's a holiday. I mean, there's all these things. I have 14 hours of coaching, lead generation, closing calls. I mean, those are activities, and there's action in the activities. Those are requirements in owning a business. But I don't get overwhelmed. So when I ask you, I go, what are you doing to get overwhelmed? I go, Jennifer, what do you do to get overwhelmed? You go, I don't get overwhelmed. Why? Because being overwhelmed is no value. It doesn't compensate you. It doesn't create any assets. It actually is a liability because it keeps you from producing. My boat that I sold to one of my former employees, I had a 1957 Continental Chris-Craft. I sold it and then took that money and bought a new Mercedes for my wife. So it's like in real estate, that's a 1031 exchange. It means I sold one asset, took the money, and bought another asset. And that's what happens when you're focused. Instead of living on credit, your objective is to create wealth, Now you can borrow, you can hire me with credit. I mean, you can use credit for short term, but eventually your objective is to be free of credit, to be creating assets and living in the wealth factor. Because when you start to live in that state of consciousness, now when you're wealthy and spiritual and conscious, now you can contribute in a way that you really feel good about it. Now, when you're coming from that state, that's philanthropy. When you come from that state and you're coming from your highest good, you're not trying to do it so people notice you. You're doing it because you really feel good about it. And if you want to give back, give to yourself first and then give back. So giving yourself means you give yourself permission to produce, because then you can give back when you're productive. But I see so many people do this ass backward. I want to give back. Well, is your ass in the chair, or you're producing results? Are you creating $10,000 a month in assets? Or are you creating $10,000 a month in liabilities? That's what so many people do. So they keep doing the same thing over and over. Now, my good friend T.C. Bradley, his wife is watching. So my good friend T.C. Bradley, who I unequivocally love like a brother from another mother, I said it's a privilege of spending time with him 2 weeks ago. I watched him go from being a struggling entrepreneur in the 90s like I was to where he now is going to be in one of the top faith-based television programs in the world. He's taking people's first idea to best-selling book. I mean, you could do this too. Now, I watched this happen over a 24-year period, and I watched it happen to me. I mean, I lived it. It could be your story too. So what many people do is they see the glory, but they don't understand the story. So the story is filled with moments of discipline, moments of decisions, moments of commitment. Now, it's easy to quit. It's easy to back down, but it's just as easy to let go of the story. Once you start to let go of the story, now you can practice the simple discipline required, the repetition and experience. How do I stay present? Well, now, your communication style will either have you present or overwhelmed. I can't sleep at night. I can't turn my brain off. I'm always overwhelmed. I worry all the time. What's the value of worry? Nothing. Worry brings no value. Why? So what many people do is, instead of being focused on the present, they live in regret of the past and they're worried about the future. So their focus is back here and up there. So they're like here, so there's no focus. So when you let go of the past, it means you make peace with it. You make peace with it by forgiving yourself and others. When you don't worry about the future, worry has no value. When you understand that worry has absolutely no value, and you focus on results and solutions, and you let go of your degree of difficulty. Now, if you're a new business owner, or you're in the process of change, or you're changing businesses, there's a possibility that your ego, that your analytical egoic mind that is driven by the reptilian brain, which seems lions and tigers, there's a high probability that that component of your neurological network of neurons that wire and fire, that creates anxiety, fear, and doubt, will have you avoiding and procrastinating. Now, I ask people this all the time. What is the payoff of avoiding? Well, the payoff is you get to be disappointed and you don't fail. Now, many people, well, that's preposterous. That's stupid. That doesn't make sense. It does. Because an addict always wants a little more. Now, once you start to understand cause and effect, why you do what you do, then that's what understanding is. That's what awareness is. That's what consciousness. And there's no yeah, but in consciousness. Consciousness does not access contradictory terms. So in consciousness, there's no I don't know. In consciousness, there's no guess. In consciousness, there's no probably. Consciousness is clarity. Clarity is focus. Focus is the present. Focus is now. So that's what now is. Now is now. Now really means that I am here and I am now. My left brain isn't back there, or it's not out there. So what it means is you begin to incorporate all sectors of the brain, where the intuitive brain, which is called the limbic brain, and the neocortex of the left brain, which is your intelligent brain, your intuition and your intelligence come together to create a one with state. Now, in that one with state, you're in a very relaxed body. You'll attract your reality, people, and situations that will foster a new set of feelings. Then you can focus in a very relaxed body on this, asking the questions in a sequence. I created this course in 2008. I started it in 2007. I finished it in 2008, released it in August of 2008, and by the first of the year, I'd already sold over 3,000 units in about a 4-month period. Now that's always been my best selling course, the psychology of asking. You must have said this 100,000 times, asking the questions in a sequence. That's a present moment state. You're able to be in a very relaxed state where you're able to respond to the stimulus. You take a word out of the last sentence, bring it into this sentence, finish the sentence with the question, and move the conversation along. You won't be able to do this when you think, process, analyze, get overwhelmed. It's not that difficult. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world. When you begin to buy into the fact that you're a professional at the profession, then you will let go of the anxiety and stop worrying about, I want people to think I'm a salesman. They won't, because you're not professional at it. When you become professional, people won't think you're a salesman. They will feel your energy. They will feel your posture. They will feel your charisma. They will feel your sincerity. You can't be sincere when you're overwhelmed and worried. You come across in a mixed message. Please join me, but don't. I'm not comfortable with this. Please be my employee, but I'm not sure if I can lead you. I mean, you're in a mixed message. I'd really like to hire you to be my contractor. I'm afraid I won't be able to afford you. So when you telegraph that kind of communication, that's a mixed message. That's not present, that's past and future. Now, when you're present, there's clarity in the way you communicate. There's tone in your voice. Tone comes from right here. So tone is from right here. Tone is your diaphragm. Your voice box, your larynx is in here. Your tongue has 7 spots on it called glottals, triphthongs, and diphthongs. That's how you enunciate. And then your energy, which is your tone, comes from your diaphragm. Hello. My name is Jeffrey Combs. This voice casting, that means you're able to raise and lower your voice. So when you're communicating with people in the present, you can bring energy into a conversation. You can drop the tone at the back end of the conversation for effect. You can use someone's name, put a comma in it, say, Jeff, the reason I'm calling you is, that's a purpose question. So by being present, you're able to ask the questions in a sequence. Whether you're booking a ticket on an airline, You're booking a reservation in a hotel, you're qualifying someone for your time, you're finding out if someone has a problem you can resolve. All of this is part of being present. You can't be present when you're worried about the future and you regret the past. Unfortunately, that's where a large percent of the population is. What happens when you play a sport when you're overwhelmed? You get burned, and then your nickname becomes Toast. You're on the bench, you're on the waiver wire, you're released, you don't make it, you're cut from the team because you can't perform because of performance anxiety. I coached someone today who has acute performance anxiety, and they chronically get ready to get ready. Now, I explained to my client that not to personalize this, because a large percent of the population does this. They have anxiety about performing in a new endeavor. Yet they don't have anxiety about performing on a job because that seems familiar, that seems routine. I have a college degree for it, or I've been educated for it, I have training for it. Well, the training you require to be yourself is practicing it. But if you have no idea who you are because you've been overwhelmed all your life and an addict, that's how I was for the first 31 years of my life. Well, then you're in the right place at the right time, and that place is called now. That place is also called the present. Present moment awareness, present moment consciousness means you live here. Now, that doesn't mean you don't goal set or that you don't plan for the future, but it means you don't worry about the future. There's a difference between planning for the future and worrying about the future. I'm not sure if, I don't know if. When you live in that state, I don't understand, I don't know why. I mean, when you live in that kind of denial, then you're going to attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill the neurochemical craving that you're emotionally addicted to, anxiety. Anxiety has no value other than to keep you emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that your body craves to stay disappointed. Now, letting go of disappointment becomes a skill. I don't understand. Of course you don't. That's why you keep doing the same thing over and over. When you let go of trying to make sense, making sense is not why you're in business. That would be pennies. You're in business for profit, not to make sense. You're in business to deliver value, service, goodwill, ambassadorship. You're in business to create a brand, a culture, a legacy. These are the reasons you're in business. You're in business for pride, dignity. That's one of my brands. Sobriety Consciousness, JCSC, Jeffrey Combs Sobriety Consciousness. I've developed many brands. Clothing lines, multiple products and services. You can do it too. This is one of my brands, Psychology of Asking. If you have not received the advantage, of a free 20-minute coaching call. The first person, I'm down to four of these. The first person who requests this, who requests a free 20-minute coaching call, I will send this free of charge. So that is a little bit of content today on being present. How do I stay present? It's not a how do I, it's I am present. It means you focus on the rest of the day without worrying. If you can go the rest of the day, that would be a victory. That would be sobriety. You stay present by being present. It's not something you get. How do I get there? There's no destination to being present. Being present isn't out there. Being present is right here. So being present means you're not worried about outcomes. Now, you focus on details and you accomplish the details free of worry. If your husband's coming home, you're not worried about him coming home. Or if a situation's going to happen later, you're not occupying space. What many people do is they become preoccupied with events that haven't happened. And that is what is called worry. And then when you worry, you'll procrastinate because you try and control an outcome that hasn't happened. And what you can control is being disappointed. That is the breakdown of why people do what they do. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I will be online tonight at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will be 9 p.m. Pacific for a Facebook Live. I'll be on Facebook Live a couple of times tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. You have a great day.